Welcome to this mantra meditation. In this exercise, we're going to repeat the mantra Om. The Indian term for repeating a mantra many times is mantra japa, repetition of a mantra. Mantra japa is a great way to purify ourselves, to recreate the landscape of our mind. We can see our mind as a landscape through which our revolving thoughts create patterns like rivers flowing through the landscape. They're cutting canyons and rifts. And especially thoughts that we have been thinking many, many times, which are often even negative, they create deep fissures that our thoughts keep moving back into. We keep repeating those same patterns. By repeating a mantra many times, it's like wiping clear that landscape of our mind and creating the opportunity for making new positive thought patterns. For this particular exercise, we're going to repeat the mantra Om 50 times. And then if you're inspired, you can increase the number each day by 10. So tomorrow you do 60, the day after 70, and then build up to 120. Then you go back down to 50, back up to 120, and back to 50. All in all, it will take you 28 days to complete this exercise. And 28 days is also a moon cycle. And it may seem intense, but this exercise is really, really great, powerful way of cleaning your thought world, your emotional world. And even after 25 years of meditating, I repeat this exercise every now and then when I feel the need. So while repeating a mantra, whether it is exactly 50 times or 51, of course, it's immaterial. The counting keeps us in the moment. So today it's easy for you. I will be counting, but at home, when you do it by yourself, you can find a way of counting the number that keeps you in the here and now without becoming too stressful. You want to be able to enjoy the exercise as well. So the counting should not be take too much of your concentration, of your effort. Personally, I like to shift my fingers over my knees, left and right, in this way counting. Maybe you want to use japa beads, or some people like to focus and just visualize the number in front of them. In any case, if you lose count, you just continue where you thought you were. It doesn't matter if it's exactly 50 or not. And while you are repeating the mantra, I would like to invite you to let the first part of the Om sound, the O, reverberate inside your heart chakra. Then as you start to close the sound, you bring the concentration up towards your throat chakra. Feel it vibrate there. And then when you close the M, you focus on your third eye, the chakra just above the center between your two eyebrows. Let it resonate inside your third eye. The mantra Om is also the mantra of the third eye. And as with everything else, the effect of a mantra, of an exercise, depends also on the intention with which we go into that. So today, we'll do a short visualization before starting to repeat the mantra in this way, kind of bringing forward our intention, our deepest intention for this exercise. And you will notice that as we're repeating the mantra together, that it takes quite a bit of your concentration, of your efforts, and you might not feel so much. You're actually kind of doing it. The effects of a mantra actually come afterwards. So after we finish repeating 50 times the mantra Om, we will be silent. And then you will feel the effects coming forward. In general, the repetition of a mantra gives energy. So now Not sure what time it is at your end, but in general, it's not a good thing to do just before going to bed. You can do it in the morning, in the afternoon. If you want to do it at night because you want to continue with the exercise, then I would do it very gently or in silence. Otherwise, you might feel too energized. Also, when you're starting out on the 28-day exercise, if it happens for some reason that, you know, you've done today, you do tomorrow, and then the next day you can't make it, then just continue the day after with the number you should have been. Don't allow your mind to come forward and say, oh, I skipped and that's all useless, I just give up. Just complete the cycle, and if you miss a few days here and there, there's no problem. You will see the effects by the time you finish. Great, so let's do it. Take a few moments to come home to yourself. Feel the weight of your body on the floor. You breathe in and out as gently as you can without straining anything. You can reach out in thoughts to all the millions of people who have repeated the mantra Om before you, who are repeating it at this moment around the world. All of us are looking to discover who we really are, discover the purpose of life. All of us want to create a better world. Can imagine that as you breathe in, the whole world breathes in. As you breathe out, the whole world breathes out. The ebb and flow of life. As you breathe out, deep inside your heart, you hear the sound Om. The creative aspect of the Supreme. Each time you breathe out, Om washes over the world. When we are repeating the mantra together, we're only bringing forward the sound that is already there. We are not creating it.
Om. Oh.
Great. Thanks for joining me. I hope you felt that after we finished chanting Om 50 times, there was a deeper energy helped you to meditate, to dive within. I particularly like this exercise, or to do this exercise, when I feel that in my meditation, I'm hitting a dry period. Sometimes you feel for a certain time, somehow your meditations are not working very well or not fruitful. Then by doing this exercise, you can very often break through the resistance and come to a new level or find a new expression of your soulfulness. And I might like to challenge you a little bit. I've noticed over the years at the classes that when I tell about this exercise, only a handful of people actually do it, actually take 28 days to repeat this mantra. The ones who actually do this exercise very often succeed in making their soulfulness practice, their meditation practice, part of their daily life. This is really a kickstarter. This exercise really helps you to incorporate meditation in your life because it always works, even if you've tired, or even if you're not peaceful, once you start repeating Om, you will feel something which will definitely help you connect. So good luck on your journey and have a great day.